USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weather disasters cost the United States $145 billion in 2021. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying the country experienced 20 weather events that caused at least $1 billion of damage each. The year marked the second year in a row with 20 or more billion-dollar climate disasters. It brings the five-year total to $750 billion. Gas prices aren't moving. The AAA national average price for regular is $3.30 a gallon, where it's been since last Thursday. The national average is 99 cents a gallon, higher than it was a year ago. This, as website GasBuddy.com believes, gas will be $4 a gallon by the time summer hits. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The entertainment world is mourning the death of Bob Saget, perhaps best known for his role as Danny Tanner on Full House and host of America's Funniest Home Videos. Police say they found no sign of any foul play or any drug use related to Saget's death. Saget promoted several comedy shows he was scheduled to do the morning before he passed away. Comedian Gilbert Gottfried on the passing of his friend.
Everybody liked him. And it was, like, I found out yesterday, last night, Jeff Ross called me and he said, sad news, Bob Saget has died. And, you know, I always enjoy a sick joke, and so I was waiting for the punchline.
President Biden on Tuesday set to deliver a speech regarding voting rights. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Parents of students in Chicago public schools filed a lawsuit against the Chicago Teachers Union as they remain in a standoff with the city of Chicago over the union's vote for a return to remote learning. Sarah Sachin is a mother of several Chicago public school students, and she praises parents who took legal action against the union on Fox and Friends First.
I am so proud of the parents that got together and decided to sue the union because it needed to be done.
Sachin also explains what the children are doing during this standoff.
They're not giving the kids anything. We're just at home, extended winter break. The teachers are going into school and not accepting the students, but they're going in and making copies. So the buildings are safe for them to do that, but why not accept children?
The parent company of Facebook is taking over downtown Austin, Texas.
The tallest tower in Austin, Texas, which is still under construction, will soon be home to California-based Meta Platforms, Inc., the parent company of Facebook. It's a 66-story high-rise, and Meta leased the entire portion of the commercial side. They signed the lease on New Year's Eve for 589,000 square feet over 33 floors. That building features residential units from floors 34 to 66. The lease is the largest ever in downtown Austin, and Catherine Shapley, head of the Austin office for Meta, said the technology conglomerate is committed to growth in Austin. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.